USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are continuing their search for a suspect who opened fire at a Wisconsin mall on Friday. Wauwatosa Police Chief Barry Weber saying they responded to Mayfair Mall Friday afternoon, but the shooter had already left the scene.
Seven injured adults and one injured teenager were transported to the hospital by Wauwatosa Fire Department. The extent of their injuries is unknown at this time.
Police still working to identify the gunman, who witnesses describe as a man in his 20s or 30s. Pfizer has submitted their coronavirus vaccine to the FDA for emergency approval. An advisory committee will meet on December 10th to evaluate the drug, and it will take several days to come to a final decision. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New York City public schools will remain temporarily closed starting on Friday as a number of coronavirus cases increase. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the city has reached the 7-day average threshold to switch to all remote learning. CDC Director Robert Redfield says the science disagrees.
Today, there's extensive data to confirm that K through 12 schools can operate with face-to-face learning. And they can do it safely, and they can do it responsibly. The truth is, for kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be, from our perspective, is to remain in school.
Vice President Mike Pence is rallying for Republican senators in Georgia on Friday. Incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are currently in runoff races.
You know, the president wanted me to be here today, because we need Georgia to send these two great senators back to a Republican majority.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Secretary of the Army and President Trump said the annual Wreaths Across America event at Arlington National Cemetery will go on as scheduled next month, following backlash after the cemetery's leadership canceled the 2020 ceremony over the coronavirus pandemic. Senator and veteran Tom Cotton of Arkansas talks about just how important Wreaths Across America is.
Well, Wreaths Across America is a great tradition. It started out with the company just providing excess wreaths to put on grave sites, and now they provide wreaths for every single grave in Arlington. Of course, we all are concerned about the coronavirus pandemic, and we want to be safe and responsible. I know there's a way to do that in Arlington. I'm glad that the Army leadership reconsidered. I've spoken to the Secretary of the Army and the Chief of Staff of the Army to ask them to do just that, and as an old platoon sergeant of mine used to say, it's only a mistake if you don't fix it in time. And I'm glad the Army fixed it, and I'm glad that families can participate in Wreaths Across America and that we can honor our fallen heroes in Arlington this
That's
Christmas.
Great. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, this popular tradition will be going virtual.
Punxsutawney Phil will have a much smaller audience in person when he makes his 2021 Groundhog Day prediction. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club announced that there won't be any in-person attendees for next year's festivities at Gobbler's Knob, but that Phil's winter prediction will be broadcast live and streamed online. More than 20,000 people descended on the small Pennsylvania town this past February. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.